if you notice the nugget that you see, coronavirus testing stock. Now you notice the Republicans, they want coronavirus, they want to allocate $75 billion to coronavirus testing. You got the Senate, they want to allocate money, billions of dollars, to coronavirus testing. And you got the Democrats, they want to allocate money to coronavirus testing. Now you got to ask yourself, who are the coronavirus testing companies? And whoever they are, what are their stocks? Coronavirus testing stocks. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put out a disclaimer here. I am not a medical person. I'm not well-versed into the coronavirus testing facilities and who does coronavirus testing and stuff like that. But you got to think about it. Whenever this bill passed, all three major players, Department of Treasury, Stephen Mnuchin, Nancy Pelosi for the Democrats, and I can't think of his name, the Senate Majority Leader for the Republicans. I know what his face looks like, but I can't think of his name. But all three of them, when you read all their bills, when you look at what the Republicans kick back, they want coronavirus testing. They want to allocate billions of dollars to coronavirus testing companies. The Democrats, they just put up $75 billion. They want to do coronavirus testing. The Department of Treasury just said he agreed on $75 billion. So when you see all this back and forth, I look at the comment lines. And everybody wants to do airlines. Nobody's disagreeing with airlines getting relief. Nobody's disagreeing with coronavirus testing. Bigger than the airline companies, bigger than anybody else, coronavirus testing keeps coming up in everybody's proposal. So my question to you guys and girls, who are the coronavirus testing companies? Those are the ones that's going to be very bullish. Those are the ones that made me say, when I read this bill, when I looked inside that bill, I started scratching my head and say, well, coronavirus testing, who are these people? Who are going to get money to test coronavirus? Is it Johnson & Johnson? Is it Pfizer? I heard of a new company I'm going to look up now. We're going to go over a company here shortly. But who are these people that's going to benefit from coronavirus testing? They want to allocate Department of Treasury and the House wants to allocate $75 billion to coronavirus testing company. Who are these laboratories? Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done so already, make sure you got your investor show cup. This is the way I read financial reports, and this is the way I read the stimulus package relief and found another gem. Not going to be honest with you guys and girls. Am I going to run out there and go buy coronavirus stocks? Probably not. But I want to shape your way of thinking. When you read things, how to look for, I don't care about a Republican or a Democrat or the president or the new president. I'm not going to sit here and argue about the debate, the presidential debate, who said what. I'm just listening through and say, ooh, wait, hold on. Well, who are these people? Airlines, I already know they're going to get a second round. They already got a first round. Who are these coronavirus testing companies?
Who is the biggest brand in the testing industry? So let's talk about one company that I looked up before the show. I haven't had the opportunity to do extensive research on these companies, but this is one that came to mind. Let's pull it up here. I can't even say this company name. ABBOT Laboratories. This is their 10Q. I think they put this 10Q out in June, if I'm not mistaken. It should have a date on here somewhere. But let's see what they're saying about their company. Let's look at the business. So when you look at a brand new company, one of the things I like to go to is table of contents. And then I would like to go to business. I want to see what their business is about. All right. Let's go to the business. Maybe it's on the 10Q they're not telling me. All right, let's go back to the table of contents. I'm on the SEC.gov. No finances. All right, here we go. All right, no, I'm not concerned about that. Y'all give me 1 second. They have $1.7 billion shares out. Yeah, 1.7 billion shares out, okay. I'm going to have to find that 10K. Let's go to that 10K. Then we'll come back. see if I can find their 10K. Y'all bear with me here for a second. 10Q, 10Q. 10Q is a quarterly report. 10K is the annual report. Let me look that up here. All right. All right, so the business. So this is a 10K. Aptop Laboratories is an Illinois corporation established in 1900. So their principal business is to discover, develop, manufacture, and sell a broad diversity of hair care products. Okay. So that's pretty much that whole thing. So now we kind of got an idea of their business, sell medical products. Let's go back to the most recent 10K filing and let's see what they said about the business, see if we got anything here. This is the long, daunting research that I do to find companies. So, okay, so now let's go back here. Let's go to the 10K documents. Let's go to interactive. I like interactive because I could get both. Go to the 10Q. All right, we're on the 10Q. Let's see if they speak about it in 10Q. We're looking at their numbers now. Let's scroll down through their numbers and let's see if they got anything they said. Okay. So they didn't say too much in the 10K. So now what I'm going to do. Okay, so to realize performance obligated, we're going to find domestic setting the performance. Okay. Dividend include under the 2 week. All right. Not something I care about there. They're talking about the investments. So now if I can't see it here, because some companies do this, some companies don't, they'll speak about it here. If not, then I have to go to their website, to the investor relations. All right, so they didn't really speak on too much there. Let me go here to their company, investor relations. And I'm going to their investor relations and I want to see the most recent press release because some companies speak through their products. Some companies speak through their, annual reports. Some companies speak through their, what you call it? So here we go here. Let's go back. Let me share this screen here. I'm on the website now. So y'all can see how I look at this. Where are we at? If you come in and hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. We got 30 people in the building. Live, so you know. All right, October 21st. We don't care about the investor calendar. Annual report. Let's go to investors newsletter, see what they're saying here. Okay, look, right here, September 30th, right here. Investors newsletter that came out September 30th, tech. Okay, with just a swipe of a card, they can do coronavirus testing in 15 minutes. So they got an app. They have an app now. September 20th, they're changing the game. This is their newsletter. They said they're changing the game. Here it is. They're talking about the coronavirus testing needed a massive scale. So this company here is talking about they are big in the coronavirus testing. Now, this company here, I can't even really say their name. That's kind of embarrassing. Up in the ante, and I don't want to say it the wrong way and sound like an idiot the whole podcast. Our lives have shifted again. So here they're talking about you can swipe this chip and get a coronavirus test in 15 minutes. The government is talking about backing it. They got a new app. The app paired with their company, Ignite Testing Help Facility entry into organizations like schools. So they're talking about going to schools. So this company here, they're using their technology to go into schools to do coronavirus testing. They got a $5 COVID testing to fill in testing gap for millions of Americans. So right here, this company here is telling me that big time, they are into the coronavirus testing. They're using apps, all the stuff like that. Stock symbol ABT, I think that is. Yeah, ABT is the stock symbol. So now let's look at their finances and let's see if this pulled up on their financial reports. So this is one of the ways I can find the money. Follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all bear with me here. This is live research. You're not going to get this anywhere else. Who's doing live research on the SEC.gov? So now that I know that they're in the COVID business, they're in the COVID testing business, now I want to know, have money, do they receive money from the government? Let's see if I can find something here. So let's look, let's see if it had, had they had an experience of growth. So this came out on July 30th. Not too big of a growth there. Interest, expenses, net earnings. Their net earnings didn't grow that much. These numbers in thousands, dollars and millions except, okay. So that's a billion, seven billion, okay. I'm reading that correctly, these are the thousands. Millions, 7 million. So they got 7.3 million in net sales. Last year they had 7.9 million. Nothing there of note, nothing there of note. Selling general admission, that went up. That's nothing of note. Their top line, I didn't see an increase in their top line according in June. Their operating expenses declined. Net earnings kind of declined there. You see a net earnings decline from this time last year. So I'm trying to see if I can find a big injection of money. Maybe the first time around. I don't know if the first time around that they did this, that they collected money. And this is the way you find it. You got to go through the financial reports. So you're looking at here. This is the balance sheet. Nothing on the balance sheet. The income statement. I didn't see much on the income statement. I didn't see their top line revenue increase. All right, so here's their cash flow statement. Cash flow statement, I don't see anything here. Net earnings, cash flow came in from investing, acquisition of equipment, acquisition, net borrowing, proceeds from long-term debt. No, I don't see anything into that. Let me see if I can just type it in here and see anything. They didn't even bring up COVID in this whole report. They did not even bring up COVID in the whole 10Q report, in their financial report. They didn't even bring up the word COVID. I just did a search for the word COVID. I didn't see anything. So I hope I didn't spell COVID wrong. That'll be embarrassing. Let me go to 19. They don't say anything about COVID-19. So let's go back to okay. Where am I down here? Okay, let's take a look here. Let's see if they even wrote anything about the stimulus package. Yeah, they wrote nothing about stimulus. They wrote nothing about COVID-19 and the latest financial report. So I don't see this company, in line. But now, so the first thing I would do is to find the companies who are in that business of COVID-19, then, oh, what's the company? I'm sorry about that. So y'all can read this, so y'all can follow along with me. Let me write the company. I'm sorry, here we go. I'm going to put in it. Don't worry about it. I saw somebody's comment that said, Prince, you didn't tell us what company it is. I'm going to put it's ABT. It's a stock symbol. ABBOT. ABBOTT. I put in the comments. ABBOT, right? I put in the comments. So here we go here. Let's see what you guys and girls are saying.